probably am. Off to a smashing start. Vinny's flight got canceled.
Oh no!
He's on a different one that will take him to additional fun locations for layovers.
Oh, that blows ass. He's supposed to get in today, right?
Yeah, he's still getting in tonight. Okay. He's just getting in late.
I think we're gonna mention that the E3 account tweeted the "How'd you like day one of E3" thing?
Yeah, dude. Accurate. They're all like, oh, whoops. Like, nope. That's...
I guess E3's already happening.
It's been day one of E3 for about a fucking month now, yeah. So... Which is, when I first saw it, that's what I thought. That's where my mind went, was just like, yep. Fucking...
They know.
I know what you mean, bro.
The one thing I respect is that they weren't cowards and didn't delete it.
Yeah.
It's like, nope, we fucked up. Oh, well.
Like, eh. Just recording that podcast today, right?
At least so.
All right, I gotta record my radio shit for it's this weekend, next week.
The CBS radio stuff?
Yeah.
Wasn't sure if you were getting on satellite radio again.
Lord Sear has been out.
Oh, okay.
For a chunk of time. I think there was a health thing.
Oh, okay.
Not too clear on it. You follow him on the gram. Mm. Anyway, yeah. So we were scheduled, and then it got pushed back, and then he was out, and I was like, oh, huh, weird. And then he stayed out. So I rescheduled it a few times, and then I've just been busy with this stuff, so I haven't really gotten back in touch.
That's fair. Well, we wish Lord Sear a speedy recovery.
Of course. I love the way your hair falls on your eyes. Now, I don't know, the CBS radio stuff is different now. Like, it's a different, like, the dude that I used to do it with.
Oh, it's not that dude?
No, he left. He's no longer with the company.
Oh, okay.
He took a rate. He said, I'm getting back on the air, man.
Oh, shit.
And now he's back on the air. Fuck me. I just remembered he sent me an email, like, the other day that I have not responded to. A goddamn asshole. And so now I just send it off to faceless strangers that...
That do radio?
That I guess. I have no idea. I assume they're still showing up on the radio somewhere. If I don't send them in, they go, hey, when's that coming in? So there's still some desire somewhere
right.
for this. So. I'm going to get two drinks.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
All right.
Hello, Internet. I have returned. Jeff is not yet. So I'm going to say terrible things about him. His drinks are bad. There, said it. Hi, Jeff.
Hello.
I definitely wasn't talking shit about your drinks while you were gone.
I was looking for a specific flavor.
Uh-huh.
That I knew.
What kind of flavor profile were you looking for?
A Ron Gronkowski.
Okay. It's Rob, but yes.
But yeah, no, I was looking for the Ron stuff.
Oh. It's like the special limited edition.
Yeah. No, they didn't have either.
Okay.
They're Gronked out. The Gronk flavor of Monster seems to be no longer carried at this station.
How many years until you think that dude's a pro wrestler?
Less than one.
Okay.
I don't know. I thought there was talk that he was coming in.
He was thinking about it.
Yeah, that he was at least thinking about it, yeah.
But I don't know if there's been any official word as far as like what he's going to do this year.
I mean, I don't think they should bring him in, but they will because they're suckers.
You know, former football players have an up and down history.
Yeah.
Steve Mongo McMichael, for instance.
Yeah, no, being the pinnacle.
Yeah.
Some might say Goldberg, but hey.
That Brennan Williams dude who's in NXT is ex-NFL.
Okay.
And he is, what little I've seen of him actually wrestling is very good.
Hmm.
So I have high hopes for that dude.
I more mean that, like, if they were to bring in Gronk, it wouldn't be because, he's an ex-football player. Like,
right.
That'd be part of it, but it'd be because he has fucking made a spectacle of himself.
Yeah, because he is essentially real-life Mojo Rawley.
That's a disgusting thought.
Yeah. But that's who he is. That's who that dude is.
So you're saying he doesn't get hype?
He stays hype.
Jesus.
He is perma-hype.
I don't like the sound of that at all.
He's got like a pry-hype-ism.
You should call a doctor.
Yeah. It's been going for at least 6 hours.
Jesus. Someone write down pry-hype-ism.
Yes.
Because it's terrible, but look.
Yeah, no, put that on a t-shirt.
I appreciate it.
Well, the traffic's starting early.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah. Just do it the whole way.
Uh-huh. I could just as easily see that Gronk dude being not good at understanding how wrestling works.
Yeah.
The ebbs and flows of the character development, or lack thereof.
He feels like a dude who would get distracted and just start, like, throwing dudes through tables in the middle of a match that did not have tables in it.
Or he seems like a dude who'd be like, no, I just want to work with Mojo.
Yeah, no, like,
we're going to put Mojo over. That's what you guys say, right?
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
Him being really mad when they don't want to do his dumb ideas.
Right, yeah. He seems like the sort of dude who would be like, no, I got this fucking sick idea.
No, we should do wrestling on a cruise ship, bro.
Yeah. Like, yeah, Jericho just did that. No, what the fuck is Jericho? Is that that fucking TV show? And, you know, but hey, maybe I'm wrong. I've never met the man. He seems like the sort of guy that would take liberties with his opponent in the ring.
I don't know. The impression I get is that he just wants people to like him and be nice to people. I don't think he wants to piss anyone off, necessarily.
He just strikes me as the sort of dude who wouldn't get it.
Yeah. No, I think it would be less of a malicious thing.
Yeah, no. Not like I love to fight. It'd be more like just like, this guy hit me harder than I like, and so I beat the crap out of him. Like, okay, it's not really. It's not 1994 anymore.
Really hit me in the face.
We just gotta look real. That's what Stone Cold said on his podcast. Lay that shit in, man. I want to work snug. Am I saying it right?
But don't hit me in the head, bro. Just don't hit me in the head.
Yeah. Actually, no, hit me in the head.
No, I think the head, this is the one thing he wouldn't want, because he had, like, his first real bad concussion last season.
Tredekier says, just get Bam Bam Bigelow to show him the ropes.
Bam Bam's dead.
Would if we could.
I know. Dead. They're all dead.
That's, yeah. So that Bruce Pritchard podcast that I've been listening to, sometimes they will just do episodes on a person.
Right.
And so you get fucking 4 hours of Mr. Perfect.
Right.
And they focus on the time that Pritchard was with the company, so it's not, they'll fill in the gaps a little bit along the way, but like, he was there for a really long time and got fired somewhere in the middle for a year or so, or a year or two, and came back. And so they kind of gloss over the stuff that he was not there for. But it's like these pretty complete looks at like a lot of these careers and at least their time with the WWF. And yeah, some of that stuff is really great, and like great in a way where you forget how it ends, and then you get to the end of the podcast and you're like, man, fuck.
Yeah, that's definitely one of the ones that hurt most was Kurt Hennig.
Yeah.
It's still a wonder to me that guy was never like a world champion anywhere. Like the major leagues.
Yeah, I think he just didn't need it as Mr. Perfect. Like, he was such a strong character for a while there, and like, that's the dude I think of when I think about the Intercontinental Championship.
Oh, totally. Yeah, like, he is forever, like, the second tier, like, top tier guy.
Yeah. Like, he was the guy having great matches. And like, the other thing, listening to this show and like, thinking about all these old characters and all these moments and the vignettes and everything all over again, is, like, I'm realizing that, like, my, like, I don't remember when I knew that wrestling wasn't real.
Right.
And, like, I don't remember what I was watching and when I was watching it and stuff. Because I would rent a lot of tapes when I got into junior high. Like, they were putting out all their, like, super tapes of all these, you know, house shows collected together, and then also, like, the pay-per-views and stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't remember if I was watching it week in, week out. Like, I don't think I... Like, by the time Raw started, I think I was done.
Yeah.
Like, in 93 or whatever. Like, I was, like, not watching any wrestling.
Yeah, that was one of the blank periods for me. It was, like, I watched, like, the first year or so of Raw, and then I kind of stopped for a while.
Yeah.
When, like, and even, like, when Nitro started, I hadn't kicked back in, and it was sort of, like, month and a half into the NWO thing that I kind of got back into it.
Right. But, and see, I remember not watching wrestling as of like 93, maybe like 92, I don't know. But then I remember watching, and I don't know how this is possible, but I remember watching the week that Scott Hall debuted in WCW, which seems impossible. It seems like I would have heard like, oh man, fucking Razor Ramon went over there, and it's like they're doing this real world thing. Like, I'm trying to remember, like, how...
I mean, is it possible that you just have seen it so many times now that you've, like implanted
maybe,
the memory?
Like, maybe. I don't know. But I remember, like, that was the thing that got... Yeah, it was the NWO stuff is what got me watching wrestling again. And, you know what I think it was? It was, like, I wasn't really watching wrestling, but I had, let's say, access to all pay-per-view wrestling shows for $0.
Right.
For a chunk of time, and I think like during that chunk of time I felt somewhat obligated to just watch it, so I think I may have just been watching pay-per-view and not any of the weekly shows around like 95-ish 96-ish and I was always a big Razor Ramon fan, but like I as they were like going through his early career, like it doesn't sound super familiar. Like, I remember the vignettes more as like things I saw way later.
Like, the things I remember most about the Razor Ramon era are, I remember the 1-2-3 Kid feud.
Yep.
I remember the Shawn Michaels, like, building up to the ladder match stuff. And I kind of remember, like, a few of his, like, early squashes when he was on, like, the Saturday morning show and he was just, like, fucking, you know, razor's edging dudes named, like, Jim Powers. But that's kind of it. I don't remember too much other specifically.
Yeah. And I'm trying to piece together, like, what was I watching then?
So I was definitely watching the Saturday morning show a lot when I first started watching. And that was what got me to watch my first pay-per-view, which was, like, Survivor Series 1990, which is when The Undertaker debuted.
Okay.
And that's what got me into watching regularly, was The Undertaker, was like, oh, this is fucking cool. I want to see more of this shit. And I watched, like, the as much of the weekly television as I could. I think I watched WrestleMania that year, but I did not really watch a lot of the other pay-per-views because my parents were like, no, we're not going to pay $60 for this.
Right, yeah. I was mostly renting the tapes.
Yeah, same. I was definitely getting tapes from Blockbuster. And then, yeah, I dropped off, like I said, about a year into Raw. Like, I just kind of... before then, I had figured out it was fake.
Yeah.
But also, I was still watching because I enjoyed it regardless. But then I think I just stopped... I just kind of lost interest. And I don't really remember what it was that made me lose interest, but I just kind of did.
I remember, like, reviewing those games when they were coming out and being like... And like, oh, I know who all these characters are, but I don't care. Like, by the time 96 rolled around,
right,
there was that WrestleMania arcade game that Turmel and them did. And then Acclaim did a sequel to it called In Your House.
I remember In Your House.
Yeah. And I remember looking at that game and looking at who was in it and just going, God, fuck this.
Nah, man. Doink.
I don't dislike Doink. Like, like a heel Doink, I think, is a good idea.
Yeah. Face Doink was not very interesting.
Yeah, I bet. Oh, I guess I'll go whatever. Yeah, I've gone back and watched, like, enough of that stuff or seen enough of it over the years to have opinions about it, I guess. But like, I think my biggest memory of Diesel, like, specifically as Diesel, is when he was on MTV Rockin' Jock fucking Baseball.
I think I remember that, too.
Or something. And you're like, oh, this guy seems funny.
Yeah, it was one of those Rockin' Jocks I remember. I don't remember why I was watching those, but I did. I think I watched almost all of them.
I liked them. Like, conceptually.
They were dumb, but they were, like, fun dumb.
When they were like, we got a 10-point shot here on the basketball court. And yeah. David Faustino is going to try it every time. I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll totally watch that. I was a big Battle of the Network Stars fan, so yeah. I'm in.
Now's the time to bring back Rockin' Jock.
I've been saying that, but no, it wouldn't. I don't think you could do it.
Probably not.
I just don't think today's crop of celebrities are capable of that type of self-awareness. Or there aren't enough of them. The people you would want for an MTV Rockin' Jock thing... would, and I just don't think they would be interesting enough for it to work.
Also, don't ever mention Dan Cortez's name on Twitter.
I'll try. I will try not to.
He name searches.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. Because Dan Cortez really wants to know when people are talking about Dan Cortez.
Are there any opportunities out there for me, Dan Cortez? Yes, we're bringing popcorn back to Burger King. So, we need you to be in the ads for those again.
We're making Demolition Man 2. We need him back.
Man, they should make a Demolition Man 2. Wait, no.
No, it's,
no, they should not.
Yeah, it's probably best left as it is.
Yeah.
Space whales.
Yeah. That's... that's where I'm at on it as well. I am very much looking forward to seeing that in mere days. That might have been the first thing we booked.
The Lumines remaster is coming out soon, too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, pretty soon here. It's a few weeks, I think.
Man, we'll play some fucking Lumines.
My understanding is that that's Lumines.
Okay. Yeah, and I'll do that.
Yeah. Like, you turn it on, and the song Shinin' is played. Like it's that PSP game.
Yeah. No, that's fine. It's been long enough since I played that PSP game that I'm ready to play that PSP game again.
It's really crazy because I started playing that PSP game again for the first time in a long time, like, the weekend before they announced that game was coming out. Like, they timed it perfectly. Just, almost. Just as I was having a Jones for, like, man, fucking Lumines, right? Like, they were like, all right, yeah.
Yeah, no, we got
it. Here it is. It's coming. Concern is that Lumines that I get my fill of quicker and quicker every time they re-release it.
Yeah, that's fair. That's why I've skipped out on the last couple of re-releases, because yeah. I kind of wanted to build up my tolerance again. I want to be able to consume more Lumines at once.
Reveals original voice actors for Master Chief Bomber and Ratchet and Clank Bomber in Super Bomberman R. So, I don't know, something about the words Master Chief Bomber didn't make sense to me, but they are bringing that Switch game to PS4 and Xbox.
So they're putting
exclusive characters in each one.
What Nintendo character was in that Switch Bomber?
I don't think there was one.
Oh.
wasn't.
I don't think it's real traffic. It looked like there was a cop up there, so maybe it was just a little accident or something.
Let's see what my robot has to say about it.
titles, all caps. Activision invites gamers to play its incredible games lineup at Electronic Entertainment Expo 2018.
They wouldn't have been allowed if they hadn't sent out that press release.
Yeah. They are listing Call of Duty, Destiny 2, Spyro Reignited Trilogy, and stay tuned for Crash Bandicoot Insane Trilogy news.
I will watch my inbox with bated breath.
It is set to bump to Xbox One, Nintendo Switch, and Steam on June 29th. I think that's the new. They're saying there will be some announcement, though. So something unexpected about Crash Bandicoot and the same trilogy coming to other platforms. So they have the voice of Master Chief and Ratchet and Clank.
Now Crash Bandicoot fucks.
I feel like Crash Bandicoot.
No.
Never fucks.
That's why it's different now.
Wow.
Now he fucks.
Wow.
This Crash Bandicoot fucks.
What? Do we need this?
Yes.
A Bandicoot what fucks?
Yes.
Says here in the chat that his jorts are glued on.
A little known fact about Bandicoot anatomy, they fuck through the jorts.
Wow. I should take this press release and go back and compare it to a lot of the language that you've used in years past or something, because this one is very much like, yeah, it's literally, Activision's slate is all about giving fans what they want, hands-on experiences with their most beloved game franchises. Like, it reads like a PAX press release.
Yeah.
Asking to book a fucking Gamescom meeting.
Oh, it's not time for that yet. it's way too early for that.
Like, I can't.
So, when was the last time any of us went to Gamescom?
Well, never. Yeah, never, but
I think 2009 was my last one.
Hmm.
be gaming right now? What if your game lived in the cloud?
Well, I'm driving right now, so that might not be a good idea.
What if the cloud followed you wherever you went?
Like a little rain cloud that has video games in it? And starts raining video games on you?
Yeah.
Alright.
Cloud games.
Cloud games. I do not feel strongly that we need to be doing more cloud games. I don't know if that's necessary.
Yeah. But I think that's how they're going to go with it long term.
That's true.
Whether you want it or not. Like, reading this, I think it was yesterday, this Variety interview with Guillermo has... basically saying, like, yeah, Ubisoft, we see one more generation of consoles, and then we think after that, that's gonna kind of be it.
Yeah.
And it'll just be, you'll play games wherever the fuck you are on whatever you got.
Using your brain implants.
Yeah. You're hey, play them on your computer. Hey, play them here, play them here, play... Get a USB stick plugged into a TV, here, and the TV just handles it itself for whatever the fuck you got.
Yeah, I don't think he's wrong necessarily.
And there's like quotes from Spencer in that article also kind of saying like, yeah, you know, we're kind of about just letting people, like the quote is basically like about him not really caring where people play Minecraft as long as they can play Minecraft.
Right. Well, it helps when you own Minecraft.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's why he uses it as the example
for sure, but.
I don't think he's going to say that about Halo anytime soon.
But, yeah.
Just saying, Halo ain't coming to PlayStation anytime.
No. But I'm like, and by the time they get there, it won't be about, like, a PlayStation. It'll be about, if it does get there, then PlayStation isn't a console either.
Right, it'll be a wider, nebulous platform where everything kind of lives.
It's a Netflix. Very idea that by the time we get to a point where stuff has progressed to where that type of, like, hey, stream the games business is viable, something about you saying them still talking about Halo as a viable, active thing shook me to my very core. Because it's like, ah, yeah, the future, there'll be a bunch of new shit and new experiences, and you're like, ah, it's Halo. I'm like, ah, fuck.
It's a new trilogy of Halo. It's the Cloud Halo.
It's working out really well for Crackdown.
Master Chief has a new hat.
The Cloud is...
Yeah, man, that Crackdown shit.
Fuck.
That fucking thing.
That's the thing. Like, Microsoft becomes a less of a hardware company. I guess, well, whatever. I guess if they own the pipeline that you play your games on, then that's still a viable route. But if he's giving quotes like, hey, he just wants people to play Minecraft, like, well, okay, you should probably be investing. You should probably put out some more video games.
Yeah. Or, like, any video games.
Yeah. Sea of Thieves just came out.
I know.
That's a video game.
It is a video game.
I'm gonna go on record. This is the on background. This is, you can print this.
All right.
Sea of Thieves, that's a video game.
Alright.
I guess, like, that's the weird thing. It's like, once, like, the whole point of selling a console is the idea that you get fees off of every game sold, no matter what. Third-party games, all this other stuff. So if you give up that advantage because everyone is just streaming their own shit everywhere, You either need to be building a better pipeline for third parties to put their games on, and that's the new Xbox, or you need to be in the content business in a way that they're not, or the way they are,
they have
but
been.
Haven't, but are maybe not.
Not right now.
Yeah. My big worry about that stuff is that instead of waiting for the tech to get good enough to play video games in the cloud, they will instead just start designing video games with that latency in mind, and everything will feel very mushy and fucking soft. Like, here's a rhythm game with the widest window you've ever seen. Perfect! You nailed it! Got that one too! Nice going!
Said this to you, but I don't like soft ass shit.
Oh, you don't? It's the thing that, like, people keep saying, like, cloud gaming will never work. Look at fighting games and rhythm games. And you're like, yeah, they just won't make those anymore.
Or they'll make them very differently.
Right,
you
yeah,
aren't aware
exactly.
Of.
Take the tunnel, but it's just there's so much construction right now that it's really fucked.
It sucks. That's fine. Skip it.
It's a good point. Mary says rhythm games are better on phones and in the arcade anyway. Like, phone rhythm games are a portable where all the hardware is right there, and you control the latency on the screen, and you know all that stuff. Like, that's pretty good. That's why I'm playing Guitar Hero Live on my iPhone.
Are you?
No.
You know, these days, I don't know with you. You could have just told me you were actually doing that, and I'd be like, yeah, all right.
They were selling them at Toys R Us. They're going out of business. It was like, here's just a guitar.
Just have this guitar.
Just download it on your phone and play it on your phone. So I wonder if you can even do any more than now that they've announced that they're shutting it down. I should check. Get that added to my account before
it's too late.
Before it's too late, just in case I end up with one of those guitars. Guitar Band Battle Hero. Rock Life Guitar Band.
These are all words.
Rock versus Guitar Legends HD. Guitar Band Battle Hero. Dubstep Legendary Hero. Guitar Chords Tabs. Best Guitar Simulator Game Subscription. Ultimate Guitar Chords and Tabs. Guitar Tuna. The Guitar with Songs. Guitar Center, Shop for Gear. Musician.
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 Oh.
Learn, create, and play music with Musician.
No, I'm good.
Guitar, Real Games. Tune 4 Ukulele Tuner. Garage Band. Yeah, I don't think Guitar Hero is in the store anymore.
Okay.
Magic Piano Music Tiles 2.
This all seems like quality stuff.
Yeah. Guitar Band Battle Hero. Just... Oh, I was missing, like, the full title is Rock Life Guitar Band Revenge of Hero Rising.
Huh.
Yeah. They have other games like pin hockey ice arena glow like a superstar.
Oh, I want to glow like a superstar.
Too bad. You can't. I don't know if it's true for every flavor, but Monster seems to have less caffeine in it than Rockstar.
Mm. I assume that is not the desired effect.
I mean, I like the taste, but I sure would prefer if it fucking spaced me out like a goddamn, strung me out like a friggin' real piece of garbage.
You got there.
I forgot that Ubisoft picked up the developers of that Guitar Hero game. Freestyle Games.
Oh, yeah.
DJ Hero and whatnot is now Ubisoft Leamington.
I completely forgot about that, too. Please don't just make them make Just Dance games. That's all I ask.
Bought them in January 2017. Looks like they... Oh. Leamington will work on AAA titles closely with Reflections. So that would mean that they are on... Watch Dogs?
I guess.
Reflections, yeah, well, it's like looking at a list of like games developed by this particular Ubisoft studio. It's just a fucking...
Is it just every Ubisoft game?
Yeah. It's like, okay, they worked on that South Park game, Atomica, at Omega. Anyway, Wildlands, Watch Dogs 2, Grow Up, The Division, Grow Home, The Crew. I know The Crew was theirs and Watch Dogs.
Okay.
May have also been primarily theirs. So yeah, maybe they're just like doing stuff for The Crew 2 or something.
That's coming out soonish, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Seem to be particularly big on Crew 2 coming out of the beta that they ran.
I mean, the Crew 1 was not very good.
No. But it had enough of an idea to it that I want to believe there could be a good follow-up to the Crew.
Yes. There's potential there.
I just got energy drink in my eye. What is this going to do to me?
Your eye is going to be insanely powerful.
Fucking awesome. This guy on this bike almost got smoked.
Yep. It would have been entirely his fault. And I'm sure I still would have ended up in prison anyway.
Worth it. Chat. Let's see. It says here that beta was shit.
Okay. That's pretty definitive.
And here's someone else saying, everyone I know that played The Crew 2 came out of it positive. Which is interesting because that's the first positive stuff I've seen. Question for you.
Yes.
Are you excited for New Japan Pro Wrestling Dominion this weekend?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to have a chance to watch it when it's on, but I will try and catch up on it before E3 completely swallows me whole. Still need to watch the Super Junior Finals also.
Midnight Club LA out on backwards compatibility already. I think today was supposed to be the day, right? It's going to be Midnight Club table tennis, and
what's the other one? Table tennis is the one I'm excited
for. Yeah.
Table tennis.
A third Rockstar game. I can't remember. I remember there was three. Weird shit with old games happening, man. Fucking, hey, here's table tennis for sale on a newer console. the Skate 3 servers are back on. Like, what the fuck's happening?
Everyone's remembering when games were good, and because they can't make games good now, they have to make the old games good again.
By that, do you mean everyone's getting their feel-good announcements out now so that the fucking blow of check out these loot boxes next week is softened?
I mean, I'm not drawing that line directly, okay. But right. I think you
okay.
could.
Okay. Tempted to buy table tennis. So I believe it is on deep discount now as well. But my biggest problem with that game was always the color stuff. Because it was like colored spinning on the ball, and you had to match color to return it properly.
Right.
I could not get that locked in, especially not at the speed at which they need you to identify those colors. See everybody later. Have a grand Thursday. That's it.